Hey everyone, this is Andrew here, with my second recording on Audiopub, and in this recording, I seek to demonstrate my PBX, or private branch exchange, that I have set up with a few friends. It's over WireGuard, and basically, for those of you who don't know, a private branch exchange is a phone system that, is not generally available to the, or not available to the general public, except through a few means, and that includes like a trunk, or a phone number that people can dial into, and you get like a menu or get routed to a receptionist in the case of an office or school, and it's pretty much how a lot of things work. We just have a bunch of devices connected to that. Over WireGuard using various means, and I actually had to redo this recording, this entire recording, because last recording I was doubled, and I didn't even think of it while I was recording, so that was that was really annoying. But this is take two, and we are going to demonstrate things again. One good thing about that though is I've got the format down a bit more, so it shouldn't be as rambly. And as you heard, that is the wrong thing. We are in a SIP client, or a session initiation protocol client, called Phoner Lite, which allows me to connect to this phone system with my computer and dial extensions and all that. So, we are going to start off by calling some... Thank you. We are going to start by dialing internal extensions that we have. let's dial the welcome extension first, or what I call the welcome extension, because I say welcome in it, in the audio file that it plays. And this is 8 kilohertz, but not all of the system is, and I will get to that in a second.
Good morning. If you're hearing this message, the Phoenix telephony system is successfully up and running. This is a really good thing. Or maybe it's not. In any case, I'm going to hang up on you now. Goodbye.
And, so yeah, as you heard, I pretty much said that. I call it the Phoenix telephony system because I used to go by Storm Phoenix, and I'm very fascinated by the concept of a Phoenix, so... Yeah, I don't know. So it's called that in my mind. It's not officially titled that anywhere. Well, except for a text file that lists all the extensions and such. But that's besides the point. I was rambling a little there. Let's show you the Opus test. Because actually, most of our system is 48 kilohertz Opus, which is really equivalent to things like TeamTalk. Especially because it's using 64 kbps bitrate, which is usually half of what I configure TeamTalk channels to use, but I mean, we don't want to get too ridiculous. And we might end up having that because a lot of SIP clients do not appreciate such a high sampling rate because they're like, yeah, we like things this way because they're boring. But, it's kind of fun to have retro-sounding audio, especially on a phone system. And our phones that we have connected to ATAs, which I, or someone else maybe, we'll get to that in a second, our analog phones use 8 kilohertz. So I'm going to show you this Opus test that my friend DragonWolfSP, he goes by on here. Ethan made, and it goes like this.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. You have entered the Opus test. If you are getting this recording in beautiful, high-quality audio, then it is indeed working. Please enjoy your 48 kilohertz calling experience. Oh, and, don't explode.
So yeah, that's just a silly little extension that we made to test Opus, have a little fun. It is kind of loud, though, and I apologize for that. I should probably turn that file down. And, here, let me take a quick drink of water. My voice is... Where did I put my water bottle? Excuse me, guys, as I... There it is. So, now, we will call, I will show you the voicemail extension, and Asterisk is very nice. That's the software I'm using for the phone system. It's very free, it's free, very flexible. It's just a wonderful piece of software once you learn how to configure it. And trust me, it took me a while, not because that the configuration is hard, but getting past all the weird network issues that we were having, and plus my motivation sort of came in waves for this, but we got there. It's awesome. So let's dial 1111, which is the voicemail extension. Sorry, I was making sure it was all there because sometimes it likes to be weird.
Mailbox.
For some reason, called comedian mail. We gotta focus on this list to dial DTMF stuff. Oh,
password.
Shoot. That was... It's gonna say it's wrong. Hold on. Dialed it too fast.
Login incorrect.
Yep,
mailbox. Password.
Ah, I keep messing this up.
Login incorrect.
Yeah,
mailbox.
I had to dial it that slowly.
Password.
Because we're in a list. And it's being goofy. There we go.
You have two old messages. Press 1 for old messages. Press 2 to change folders. Press 3 for advanced options. Press 0 for mailbox options. Press star for help or pound to exit.
So we actually did have one new message in the previous take of this recording.
Press 1 for old messages. Press 2 to change folders. Press 3 for advanced options.
So we're going to go into old.
Press 0 for mailbox options. First message received Tuesday at 7:49 p.m.
Oh, that was when that was acting up. Okay. Here
Please
is
stop.
The newest one.
I hate when it does.
Last message received today at 8:18 p.m.
Hello, Andrew. How are you doing tonight? I just wanted to leave you a voicemail, because apparently you don't believe it's very important to answer my phone calls. Now, maybe you'll listen to this voicemail and think, well, maybe I should respond. Or maybe you won't. Either way, I'm going to hang up on you now. Goodbye.
Press 4 for the previous message. Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message. Press 7 to delete this message. Press 8 to forward the message to another user. Or 9 to save this message. Press star for help or pound to exit.
And I was kind of letting you cue the menu more because I was kind of talking over it. And sorry if I
breathed
in the
microphone.
Press
4 for the previous message.
Yeah,
press 3 for advanced options.
Now,
we press 5 to repeat the current message. Press goodbye.
And at some point, I plan to record. Why isn't it disconnecting me?
Yeah,
it's not. That's weird. It used to. That's really weird. Sometimes this system has quirks that just pop out of nowhere. I'll have to sort that particular one out. That's really annoying. But, yeah, we are planning to have someone re-record the voicemail menu prompts because the current ones are slow and meh. They're just the default asterisk prompts that we're using for now. And that being said, let us move on to other things. Hopefully Matthew's still around for the second take. We shall dial him.
Blacklist
scare him with his...
Hello there.
Hello there. I just wanted to call you for take two of this recording.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, hello, recording. How are you guys doing? Well, I guess you can't answer that, but yeah. Glad to be back.
Yeah. And I actually didn't mention this. Matthew's calling from a vintage touchtone phone. Would you like to go over that real quick?
Yeah, so... I connected this phone up to the digital system because have you gone into any details or like how the PBX works?
I've explained like what the PBX is, like for those who don't know what a PBX is. I haven't gotten into the ATA stuff yet. I've just been demonstrating extensions and such.
Okay, yeah. So the PBX runs on Andrew's server. In the cloud, and I am connected to the PBX server through what is called an ATA, and the ATA is an analog telephone adapter, which converts digital internet, like internet signals, over back to something that an analog phone could connect to, and so it has an Ethernet port, it's got USB-C, and it's got some phone jacks on it, and so I've just plugged my old phone in here and set it up and got it working, and it's great. It rings real loud. Man, I almost missed your call, Andrew, because I wasn't in my room. But yeah, it's a pretty cool system, how it all works.
Yeah. But yeah. I need to increase the dial duration, as you mentioned earlier, so that...
Oh, yeah. 20 seconds. I don't know how many times it rang for you, like on your end. Because I wasn't in the room, I didn't hear that. I may not have even heard the first one. I'm sure we were on like two or three at least.
Oh, wow.
On my end. But yeah, it's very cool how this all works. Very fun system, and I've enjoyed messing with it immensely.
Yes, me too. The journey for setting this thingy up has been a wild ride for sure.
Yeah, a lot of months in the making. But it's been very much worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It's very fun. The phone ring scares you, too. When you're just hanging out in your room, and all of a sudden you hear a loud bell ringing, because it has one of those analog bell, the mechanical bell chimes in it that causes it to ring. And it's insanely loud. It gets your attention for sure. Anyways, that's all I got to say.
And Ethan has decided to disappear on me, even though he said that I could call him to give a demonstration of calling an Opus. So do you mind not only calling my rotary phone, but calling me, like, with your SIP client?
Yeah, I can do that. I will call you back in about maybe a minute.
Awesome.
Just finished writing up an email, so I will be right there.
Cool. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, that was... What? Yeah, it's not what is going on right now? It's not disconnecting properly. That's so weird. Alright, well, while he is taking care of that email, I feel bad for interrupting that writing process. Let us do something with our lives. That something being... Just sort of rambling, I guess. So, yeah, we do have a trunk. Dang it, why is Boner Light not cooperating? Oh my gosh. Well, I was supposed to answer on my room. Hello. Wait, Matthew there? There we go. For some reason, I thought we were doing the Opus test, and I was very confused with why my phone or light was not ringing, so I was trying to answer on that until I remembered I was supposed to be answering on my rotary phone. So they got a very good sample of its ring. Oh. Well, I guess we're doing this first. Yeah. I think I need to relaunch it. It's been having weird call signaling issues as well. Like, when you hung up your call just now, it didn't disconnect. But Matthew is calling this phone with very high-quality audio. Whoops. And you can hear that. Wait, Matthew, say something?
Something. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear this?
Yeah, hopefully you can hear that. It's very cool stuff. This is a Western Electric Model 500 telephone from around probably the 1970s-ish, because this is a more modular version. But yeah, it's very fun. I need to figure out pole styling on this still, though, because that's being annoying. Heck yeah. Well, cool. I'm going to relaunch my phone or light. Hopefully that fixes that issue, and I'll message you, and could you call me back? If you're... Okay, cool. Thank you. Goodbye. Alright. So, let's relaunch phone or light, as I said. Let's make sure it's working. Let's call the voicemail and press pound immediately.
Comedian mail. Password. Login incorrect. Mailbox.
Oh, it's just going to do this forever. Hold on.
Password. You have. Goodbye.
Okay, good. All signaling works properly. Awesome, awesome. So, let's message him now. Alright. So that's good for that. Hopefully it rings. Oh my god. Everything is ringing.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey.
We are finally in high quality Opus.
Yes, we are. It sounds great.
Heck yeah. I think my bitrate's a little off for this, which is...
Oh, is it?
Kind of annoying.
What does mine sound like? Does mine sound all right through this right now? Or is it...
It sounds pretty weird. Good. There's like a slight noise reduction thing applied, but I think it just does that.
Yeah, I think that's default. A little weird, but yeah, it sounds good on my end. You sound real clear, nice and high fidelity audio-ish.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
I wonder what it'll sound like when we have this to make all... It was funny because I have Phoner Light and Microsip open for some reason because I figured Microsip didn't even work. But it does. And it rang.
Huh. Interesting.
But I'm using Phoner Light right now.
Yeah.
If I would have waited...
As am I.
If I would have waited a couple seconds longer, my wireless phones would probably start ringing, and it would have been pure pandemonium.
Oh yeah. Did they ring when I? No, you called me. Never mind. Have they gotten to hear the wireless phones ring yet?
They have not.
Well, maybe they will have to hear that at some point. Although I don't want to add things to your demonstration.
Yeah, I'll. Yeah. I'll demonstrate that after this.
All right.
But cool. Thank you for participating in this lovely recording.
That of course.
Hopefully will not fail when I stop recording.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, it's been a pleasure doing this demonstration with you. If you need me for anything else, let me know.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much. Good night.
Yep. Goodbye.
Awesome. So now... Sorry. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I was going to demonstrate the wireless phones ringing. To do that, we can also demonstrate another thing. So, as I mentioned, this thing has a trunk, a SIP trunk. And when you call the number of that SIP trunk, and I hate Face ID with a passion. Calibrate. Stupid. Awesome. So, we have that unlocked. With like 4 screen change noises. We are going to call the PBX number and dial my extension. There's going to be a few seconds of la 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 from the rotary phone, of course. But here we go. Call PBX.
Calling PBX.
Welcome. Please press 1 for Andrew, 2 for Matthew, 3 for Ethan, 4 for Brad, 5 for Gabriel, 6 for Danny, 7 for Jonathan, 8 for Nico, or 9 for Alden. Otherwise, please press the pound key to hang up now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. And I dialed the wrong person. Whoops. I'm trying to turn my speech on. Probably. Call PBX.
Calling PBX.
Welcome. Please press 1 for right. Andrew.
Here we go. Ringy dingy dingy ding goes literally everything. Well, except the phone, which is not open. There's the wireless phones. Oh, I forgot I put it over here. Oh my gosh.
Extension 1000 is a.
Well, I could have left myself a voicemail, and I should have. But I didn't. So what you just heard was the standard AT&T wireless landline phones ringing. I bought them off of Amazon. Quite modern compared to all the analog stuff you've seen connected to this system via ATAs. I mean, of course, there's SIP clients, which is modern as of the early 2000s, I guess. But, well, that's when they were introduced. But, yeah, this is... We just have... Oh, hi, Netflix. Go away. Thank you. What are you yelling at me about? I will check that later. Alright. So, yeah. This makes standard landline noises. I actually meant to answer the call, but that's okay. Because we can demonstrate outbound through the trunk. And by... Excuse me. You can achieve that by just dialing the phone number. For dramatic effect, let's put it on the dial tone. Or off hook. And I just dialed my phone number, which I just realized that people are probably able to recognize DTMF tones. Crap. Oh yeah, I forgot I muted my phone. Alright. Hello.
Hello.
This is this. And, feedback loops. Oh, yeah. I can put this on your piece and just talk through the, landline phone. And it's quite awesome. And it still makes a click when you hang up, which is quite cool. It goes, and there goes all the feedback. Awesome. One more outbound test, because I just love dialing outbound, is this. Turn that down a little. But this is WWV. What was the phone number for the Navy clock? I think it was 202762. What was it? 1401, I think. One. Dial that. Hopefully, I don't dial some random person. Don't think so, though. Hello. Oh no. Oh, there we go.
Naval Observatory Master Clock at the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 22 hours, 22 minutes, 45 seconds. Universal Time, 2 hours, 22 minutes, 50 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock.
Awesome. And for those who are curious, the phone number for that is 202-762-1401. It's 202-762-1401. And that's really awesome. How we have all this inbound and outbound crap set up. And honestly, I don't know what else to demonstrate, really. I mean, shoot. I think I covered all the crap. Except, with some of the phones, you can dolly yourself. And that goes like this. Pick up on my rotary phone. So, yeah. We are... can put this on the speaker. What's really annoying about... Wait, hello. Yeah, there we go. It has a bunch of noise reduction applied. I don't know if that's Asterisk. Probably is. Or the ATA. But I should fix that. Because it's really bad with the rotary phone. I think the carbon element needs to either be replaced or clean, though. Which is part of the problem. Something interesting about this, though, is we can go... Here, I'll put this phone face down right next to the microphone so the speaker is visible. And we will make pulse dialing happen. And that sounds like the proper pulse dialing speed to me. I don't know why my ATA isn't working. Though they do sound like chunky pulses, so I could be... It probably needs clean, because it's very squeaky. Like, if you listen... Ugh. Yikes. But, yeah. And we can hear this glorious hang-up noise as well. Or not. Because I probably just put the whole thing down at once. And it... But, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. I hope you enjoyed this recording. And, you know, learn something new. And until next time, whenever in the heck that is.